Back here on the Mighty 690 at 914, it is time for our Coffeeville Tourism Update. We're joined by Amy Dollar. Good morning, Amy. Got a warm morning here, and it's going to be a kind of a hot day.
It is. Good morning. It'll be nice. It's nice to have nice weather.
That is absolutely for sure.
Except for when it was 85 degrees in my house yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I know. That's how it goes. So, hey, we got some different events coming up here from the world of Coffeeville tourism and everything. So where do you want to start out?
We do. Well, I'd like to start out with last weekend, I went to, on behalf of tourism, I went to Longview, Texas to participate in their Dalton Days event that they have the first weekend of April every year. The Gregg County Historical Museum lets me have a booth there, and so I give out Coffeeville visitor information, and they pick up Coffeeville items. Big shout out to Coffeeville Coffee Company. They love the coffee down in Texas. That was a big, big hot item this week, you know, last weekend. And then we have some new gift items in the gift shop. We have the Don't Surrender Die Game, little Dalton salt shot glasses and some Coffeeville shot glasses. And those were a big hit too. But more importantly, the event they celebrate is an 1894 robbery that Bill Dalton, a brother to the Dalton gang, you know, to the Daltons that were killed here or injured here in 1892, he decided to be a bank robber. So he went to Longview, Texas. He was with the Knight brothers and he, robbed a bank there, and they do a reenactment. So they're very, very similar. They're townspeople. They got a note like we did telling them they were going to come rob them. And then they're townspeople. They got guns, and they helped fight against the outlaws. So it's a lot of fun. But this year, I got to be a reenactor, like with a part. Last year, I was a townsperson that walked through the town. But this year, I got to be Molly, the woman that walked in the bank and saw they were robbing them. And I run out and get help for everybody. And then I stand over this guy that got shot, and I say, don't shoot him again. He's already dead. But I don't say it. They have an overdub. So they kind of tell the accurate story, but it's also kind of comedic a little. Ours is not. You know, ours is super serious.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's a little bit different, but it's a lot of fun. And this year, big shout-out to Charles Imke and Evan Landis from Coffeeville. They are with the, I think, 2nd Reenactment Infantry Group. I'm probably wrong. But anyway, they're with a reenactment group, and they were invited to come and participate and be part of the show as well. So you can probably find it on YouTube or find it through the Gregg County Historical page, and you can see our Coffeeville people representing down there in Longview, Texas for their Dalton robbery reenactment, which is pretty cool. So
that is great. That is a fantastic time. So, you know, that's gonna be good. So
yeah, it was. So other things we have on the radar coming up is the, and you can go to farinrodeo.com for all the information, and they're having the Kansas State High School Rodeo pretty soon.
Yeah, and I found a few of the specifics on that. So the registration just opened a couple days ago, and will go through April 17th. So that is just going to be going here through Wednesday. And then the actual dates for it here in Coffeeville are going to be April 27th and 28th. So that's coming up here, not this Saturday, but going to be next Saturday and Sunday. And then they do have late entries as well, and those close April 23rd.
It's going to be an exciting event. I don't know how many of you. Have you ever been to a high school rodeo?
I have not been to a high school at all.
A long time ago when Riley was a baby, God, Riley's 27, he is like 5. That was I feel old now. We would go to the high school, they would host it in Enid, Oklahoma, the Oklahoma one. So we went to the high school rodeo there, and you could go in the daytime and watch him practice and then go out at night. So that's what we did a lot with him and my little cousin Haley, and it was a lot of fun. It's a unique experience to watch a high school rodeo. Everybody puts their heart into being a rodeo person, you know, and rodeoing. But these kids, it's really interesting to watch them learning and watch their talent and expertise. So I encourage everyone to go and check them out. It's a lot of fun and very cool. And the blood, sweat, and tears goes into everything they do. And you'll have to listen to Rodeo by Garth Brooks later. It tells you all about it. Anyway, it'll be a lot of fun. So I encourage everyone to participate and go out and check it out.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, here back in Coffeyville, how have things been going at the NASA exhibit up at the Aviation Museum?
They're going really well. The kids, when they bring the school groups out, they're really happy. Lisa, last week, she told me that the previous weekend was really crazy, was really busy. So I encourage everyone, if they haven't got to check it out, to go check it out. And the Aviation Museum, it's just a good reason to get out there if you haven't been there or haven't been there in a long time, good reason to get out there again and see it. The exhibit is pretty cool. It's, you know, like I said, we have 6 items and we have some other accompanying things with it. And then along with the whole Aviation Museum, you can see all these planes and learn about the Funk Brothers and different things like that. So it's a lot of fun. But yeah, it's been pretty busy. We have a lot of schools coming up.
That's good. Good problem to have here. So
it is. It's not a bad problem. We love that they're getting the opportunity to come out and kind of get some awareness for the Aviation Museum and even more awareness, you know, and it's really a good time. So,
well, and you know, as the weather is warming up, we are definitely, I'm sure, already having more visitors to Coffeyville and lots of people getting out and traveling.
Yes. There have been so many people. I walked in and, hey, big shout out to our new admin at the Coffeyville Chamber, Madison Bowman. She is taking it to it like a duck in water. And I walked in and she goes, there are people from Florida, Louisiana, and Texas here right
now.
And I'm like, that's awesome. So we've been getting, of course, we do get a lot of Texas and Louisiana people because they're, you know, really like-minded and interested in our historical stuff. And we're a great, attainable, reasonable destination for a vacation. So anyone out there listening and in the surrounding areas and you're like, hey, I need a little weekend getaway, overnight, night fun trip, Coffeyville's your place, and it's so much fun. We do have places to eat. We have all of our cool historical attractions, and then our outdoor rec. You know, we've got disc golf, we've got Roosevelt Trail, we've got LeClaire Park. I mean, you can really make a full weekend fun for everyone. Brown Mansion, Aviation Museum, Dalton Defender Museum, and really make it a good time. So, and hey, I know baseball has started, so you could probably catch a Red Ravens game out there like anytime.
Yeah, that's a great reminder. So a lot of cool stuff coming up, and we appreciate you letting us know about it. Amy, anything else you'd like to share?
No, I think just, I know I'm trying to think of anything that will,
right.
It's kind of right. Our lull before some big summer stuff comes.
Sure.
No, I think we've about covered it. You know, like I said, we have lots of new t-shirts and gift items, Coffeyville memorabilia in our gift shop. If you guys would like to come down, it's in the chamber. Icy machine will be going pretty good. Like I said, Madison's awesome, and she gets it turned on before I ever remember we have it.
No, so that's great that food service training coming in handy.
Yeah. So come down and get you an icy, get you a Coffeyville shot glass or mug. We got t-shirts. We have fresh coffee in there from Coffeyville Coffee Company. I know you can buy it other places, but come down. And if you haven't checked out the bank, hey, I run into people every week from Coffeyville who have not been in the old Condon Bank to check it out and see. So, you know, hey, we're a little fun day, you know, lunchtime getaway too.
That's
if you
right.
want to come by and check it out.
That's right. All right. Well,
thank you, James, for
Amy,
having me on.
Yeah. Very good to have you here on the program, and looking forward to having you on again next Monday for Fry Bread Journeys.
Oh, yes. I'm excited. I know they got giveaways and lots of stuff to talk about.
Okay. So. Excellent. Well, it sounds like a plan. Well, you have a good one here, and we'll talk at you here in a week.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. That's Amy Dollar here on the Mighty 690, Tourism Director here in Coffeyville. And coming up, we are going to be talking with folks from the Independence VFW. That is on the way next here on KGGF.